The danger's not over. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Thursday's broadcast hearing by the January 6th committee reveals how close democracy came to failing on that dark day. Former federal judge J. Michael Luttig, a staunch conservative, testified the country is still in danger.
Almost 2 years after that fateful day in January 2021, that still Donald Trump and his allies and supporters are a clear and present danger to American democracy.
The testimony during the third day of public hearings. President Biden tells the Associated Press he understands that after two rough years of the pandemic, economic volatility, and now surging gasoline prices, Americans are, in his words, really, really down.
Biden tells AP that a recession is not inevitable. He also told the Associated Press the notion that the coronavirus stimulus package last year led to inflation is, quote, bizarre. Even as leading economists and the San Francisco Fed admit that that stimulus package did contribute to the inflation that we're seeing right now.
Fox's Peter Doocy. Meantime, President Biden signed a bill Thursday meant to lower the cost of shipping goods across oceans. It's a move that the White House says will help ease logistical costs for retailers that have remained high since the start of the pandemic. And the Golden State Warriors win their fourth NBA title in 8 years.
The Warriors started slow. They trailed the Boston Celtics by 12 points early in the first quarter. Then Golden State caught fire with a 21-0 run that gave them the lead for good. The Warriors went on to defeat Boston 103-90 in Game 6. Steph Curry scored 34 points. He was named the finals most valuable player.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Soaring inflation does not appear to be hurting the U.S. job market.
So far, higher interest rates are having little impact on layoffs. The Labor Department says there were 229,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, down 3,000 from the week before. Economists were expecting a larger decline in people signing up for unemployment. The largest increases in new claims were in Florida, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Missouri, and Illinois. Michigan, Mississippi, New York, Oklahoma, and New Jersey saw declines. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, remained over 1.3 million, though that is the lowest level in decades. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
But concerns over inflation and the possibility of a recession sent stocks into a tailspin. The Dow dived 741 points to close below 30,000. The Nasdaq shed 4%. The S&P 500 slid 3.25%. At a meeting in Kiev, four European leaders expressed support for Ukraine Thursday. And they met with President Zelensky, so that was France, Germany, Italy, and Romania, vowing to back the country's candidacy to join the European Union and offered more military aid. Now, while the Fox News poll shows that the war in Ukraine is still a major issue globally, Americans are starting to lose interest.
The new poll says about 6 out of 10 people still favor aid from the U.S. in cash or weapons going to Ukraine. It also shows that 78% of Americans believe what happens in Ukraine matters to the U.S. Does it matter a great deal? 41% say yes, it does, but that's down from 51% a month ago. President Biden has said Putin's war had a big effect on gas prices here at home. Respondents disagree with
Fox's Grinnell Scott. And I'm Carmen Robertson. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.